Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You ready, Hugh?
I'm ready, Joe.
You do look ready. Kyle
ready.
Looks ready.
I'm excited. I am excited.
Let's see how ready everyone is. 215-592-9494 for the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly on a game day on WIP. Eagles-Packers tonight as we kick off the NFL season. What are you feeling this morning? Everyone wakes up on a game day with something. You either got the nerves. I mean, every week I have the same thing. I either have the confidence, like they're going to win this football game. I have no doubt in my mind, kind of like Kyle walked in here today. Or you got those nervous butterflies. Like, yeah, I'm a little nervous for this game. We'll see what happens.
Stop being nervous, Joe.
It's game day.
It is game day.
Mm-hmm.
Lock in, everyone. 215-592-9494. It doesn't mean I'm not nervous, but it is game day. There's no question about that. No, I'm not pick. Listen, relax, everyone.
Raining on everyone's parade today.
I am not. I'm just telling you my feelings. I got some nerves. Maybe today everyone can make me feel more confident with their confidence. Let's hear it. 215-592-949. You're going to hear from Nick Sirianni coming up in just a few minutes on this game. And specifically, are we going to see the tush push again this season? He spoke with Tony Dungy about that. Let's kick it off. We got to kick it off with Chris in Middletown to start off game day, a football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
It's Eagles kickoff day, man.
Chris, how are we feeling today?
Joe. All right, just sit back, get your popcorn.
Okay,
all right?
I'm ready.
I got some things to say. Joe, this team is a stone-cold lock for the Super Bowl. Let me remind you, we got three Pro Bowl offensive linemen led by four-time AP All-Pro tackle Lane Johnson. Jason Kelce retired, yes, but we have his hand-picked replacement, Cam Jurgens, who is ready to carry the torch. We have a dominant duo wide receiver in Batman and Robin, and Howie went out and got us a 4-4, 40, shifty, sure-handed slot receiver in Jahan Dotson. Jalen will be a top-three quarterback in the NFL with Kellen Moore running the offense, okay? Finally, the most important addition to this team is all-world Quadzilla Saquon Barkley. This guy is a freak of nature and can do it all. And mark my words, he will earn all pro honors this year. Our defense will show the benefits of having the league's deepest DB room in the NFL. They will bring energy, bring big plays, and will give us a glimpse into the future of what our dominance is going to look like. And guys, Jeremiah Trotter will quickly find his way to the starting lineup. And with his combination of athletic ability and football IQ, he's going to find his way to a Pro Bowl. The D-line is going to get home and eat. All right? You know what? Eagles Nation, it's game day!
Timing, I like the timing.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty! For tonight, we dine in hell! Tonight, our birds will put the world on notice! Real cheese is on the menu! We will win the NFC East! We will win the NFC Championship! And we're going to close it out by winning another World Championship! Eagles Nation, you ready? We are Eagles!
Oh, there it is, Chris. We appreciate it, buddy. Yes, we welcome the Eagles' chance today. You want to do it at the end of your call? Very welcome to do it on the midday show. Chris obviously very fired up, as he usually is when he calls in. I told you he'd have his voice today, Kyle.
Oh yeah,
it's week one.
I was surprised.
He's trained all summer.
He drank his what'd you call it? That tea that help you recover, the green tea.
Green
he drank
tea.
The green tea. And he was ready to go.
I'm not. I mean, he might have drank something else too, but maybe some green tea, no question. Let's talk to Jeff in Woodbury. What's up, Jeff?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, Jeff. Oh. What are you feeling this morning?
Kyle,
I wanted to say I'm a first time caller. Love you, Joe. Love you, Hugh. Hugh, you crack me up.
What'd I do? Thank you.
No, just in general, you crack me up. You didn't do anything yet.
Well, got plenty of time for that.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Jeff. All right, Jeff, what are you feeling today? What's the feeling as you wake up this morning?
All right, I want to give you the keys to the game. This is high level expertise here. Ready?
Okay.
This is how I think about it tonight. So we have a team that, and I'm not. This is the keys. I'm not saying they're going to lose. Just hear me out on this.
I'm listening.
So, not a lot of preseason work, which I hate. I know they do these joint practices. I can't stand the fact that we don't see them in the preseason.
Me too, Jeff. We're old school. Unlike you, I mean, we're football guys.
School.
You and I, Jeff.
Yeah, we don't do the what is it, the grass fed butter? What is it?
No, plant based butter.
Plant based.
Yeah, Hugh's plant based. You and I are not. I mean, I kind of am, but that's a separate story. All right, go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so that's one. The offense takes time to gel, especially passing offense. Right, so that's two. Not going to go as far as saying the line has concerns, but it's not like it has been in the past. We've all talked about that. And then there's the talks about Jalen and the blitz. I think it was Elliott Shore Park saying that they didn't look great against the blitz in training camp. And then, of course, we have the defense. Again, I don't want to say there's concerns, but we all, you know, maybe there's concerns. So here's what I think for tonight. We need a heavy dose of Barkley. I think if you do a heavy dose of Barkley, you know, you give the passing offense time to gel, you keep the defense off the field a little bit more than we want, keep Jordan Love on the sideline. I think that would be a great way to get our first win.
Jeff, I agree with you on the Barkley thing.
You ain't saying nothing that we ain't been.
Well, yeah, but there's, I mean, no, when Howard joined us a few days ago, he thinks they need to throw the ball and score a lot of points, which they do need to score. But Jeff, I see it more like you do. I want to keep this defense off the field. I want to use Barkley tonight and run that clock and keep that defense off the field because Jeff, it's a tough matchup against the Packers offense.
There needs to be a balance.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm with you, Hugh. I always think balance. I'm not, again, old school. I don't like the 50 passes a game, the 40 passes a game. I just think, especially game one, you haven't played in the preseason much. Passing offense takes time to gel. I just think that, you know, you get this line just grinding downhill instead of in pass protection. You know, that's my opinion. And then as the season unfolds, I'm still for balance, but then you let Jalen let it loose a little bit more.
Well, and then, listen, as it goes on, he's more confident. The line gels a little bit more, Jeff, and maybe they can make those big plays. Jeff, we appreciate the call, man. Listen, Hugh, that's a big thing tonight. It's a question I have is how they're going to come out, right? Because they have so many weapons. There could be some weeks they throw it more. Some weeks they probably lean a little more on the run. I wonder if tonight, Hugh, in a game where they're facing a very high-octane offense with a good quarterback, are they going to use Saquon more tonight and run the ball more and just try to keep, you know, keep the other team off the field.
Yeah, well, I feel like when you talk about the upcoming season, I think that you could use last night's game as somewhat of a template. And this is why I say that, because when you look at the box score from last night's game, yes, a rushing attack is good, but you still have to be able to throw the ball. And you still have to be able to put it in the hands of your playmakers. And that's what Kansas City Chiefs did. Even though, you know, Patrick Mahomes only threw for one touchdown. I mean, he threw for 291 yards. It has to be somewhat of a balance. And they ran for 72 yards. Like, you have to – I think you're going to have to incorporate the running game in order to make the passing game successful, because we know we can throw the ball. We know we can throw the ball. The one thing and the one component that we were missing last year was the fact we didn't run the ball well. We didn't run the ball effective enough.
They ran the ball okay last year.
Yeah, because it's one of those things. It just felt like when we ran the ball last year, there was a lot of meat left on the bone.
Yeah, and it never felt like there was a marriage between the run game and the pass game. It was like, I guess we got to run a couple times, and then we'll just throw it the rest of the game.
Because I tell you what, man, last night, I mean, hell, if you just looked at the box score and didn't know, like if you just looked at the numbers and you didn't look at the score, you would have sworn that just looking at the box score, the rushing yards and the Lamar Jackson passing yards, they damn near rushed. They total yards were like 500 yards.
They had more total yards, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't win the game. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? So that's what you have to look at. You got to have some kind of balance in there. And you still have to make plays from the pocket. I say all that to say that you still got to make plays from the pocket,
well,
man.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I think this is going to be a close game tonight either way. I mean, Kyle's got this as a big-time, you know, smash of the Packers. I think it's a close game. And, Hugh, last night, both those quarterbacks played well, right? And obviously, Mahomes and Lamar are near the top of the league. Mahomes is the top of the league. They both played well, and Lamar made a lot of plays, Hugh, but at the end, and he did make the pass to Likely that his foot was out of bounds, but in the end, he missed a couple throws. Yeah. If Lamar hits Flowers, that game is either they're going to go for the two to try to win it. He missed him. So, like, tonight, it could come down to one play. Jalen's got to make a play. He's got someone open. He's got to hit him in the moment to win the game.
Yeah, and I tell you what, man. Like, last night, the plays that, like, Lamar's running was phenomenal. He's a phenomenal quarterback. But the things that stuck out to me, and this is what I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm trying to educate y'all again today. And it's not like I'm talking above you. I'm just saying, because y'all starting to pick up what I'm putting down now.
Oh,
like
no.
The folks.
Oh, no.
They're starting to pick up what I'm putting down. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. And this is what Jalen needs to do. Why Kyle looks at me like, what is this idiot about to say? I'm about to tell you. Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
As a quarterback, I know that we love the fact that Jalen runs the ball. And we love the fact that he has that element to his game. But he needs to be more like Patrick Mahomes in the pocket and less like Lamar Jackson. And that was a perfect example of what I want my quarterback to be. The one play, Patrick Mahomes hurt you from the pocket. Like his numbers, you look at his numbers, they were pretty good from the pocket. The one play that sticks out to me that he always has during clutch games is that one time that he pulls the ball down and runs it to break the defense's back. You have to be able to beat teams from the pocket, people. I know it's exciting to see, because it was exciting to see Lamar Jackson run around all last night, extended plays and all that other stuff. But when it came down to it, he missed some key throws. I need my quarterback, Jalen Hurts, to have his running be a luxury, not a necessity.
Here he goes again.
I'm trying to sprinkle y'all right now.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Listen to what I'm saying. It needs to be a luxury, not a necessity.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Necessity.
Well, you know what I noticed last night, Hugh, with those two guys, especially Mahomes? They use their legs for sack avoidance.
Yes, that's all I need you to do.
Lamar runs a lot, but Mahomes uses it for sack avoidance. I think he got sacked twice in the opening quarter. He wasn't sacked again the rest of the night.
No.
Jalen, like, that's that balance. I mean, Jalen's got to move, right? He's not just going to sit there. He's not going to be Tom Brady in the pocket. No one is. But move to buy time there and go make a play with your legs and to throw, right? Like, move to throw. That's what Mahomes does so well. 215-592-9494. Rasheem in North Philly. Let me guess. Rasheem is confident. What's up, Rasheem?
Rasheem!
What's up? How you guys doing? What's
good, up, Rasheem. What are you feeling?
Man, hell yeah, I'm confident. I was tired of hearing all this Jordan Love, that I've been hearing this offseason. The Packers are a Super Bowl team, NFC Championship team. I think Jalen Hurts is going to come out and dominate tonight, and we're definitely going to come out with the victory. I don't think they're a better football team than us. I don't think they're a better quarterback. I mean, have a better quarterback than us. I don't know if they have a better coach than us, because I don't remember the Green Bay Packers being in the Super Bowl the last 2 years. Yes, they're an up-and-coming team, but they're just not ready for the Philadelphia Eagles at this very moment. So I definitely expect us to come out with the victory, and we're going to start the season off hot. What happened last year is not going to affect what's going on this year, so I'm not even worried about that. And like I said before, I just think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Jordan Love. And I won't mind seeing a touch push if we need to see the touch push, because if that's going to get us the victory, I don't care how we get the victory, as long as we get the victory. I don't need a blowout. I don't need to win by 30 or 5 or 4. I just need to win by 1. Because everything we heard in the offseason was how this Eagles team was overrated, how last year dysfunction is going to affect this year. I think we're going to shut up a lot of people today at 8:15. So I'm definitely excited. There's no nervousness in my body because I'm ready for it. I've been prepared for it since last offseason. So I'm ready, man. I'm hyped. I can't wait to play the Green Bay Packers. We're going to kick their ass. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to hear all these people calling back on the Eagles bandwagon, and I don't want to hear it.
Rasheem, I love it. I love the confidence. And, Rasheem, you and I disagree a lot, but I agree with you on this one, Rasheem. We appreciate it. I'm in for the tush push today. I got Hugh over here who's anti-tush push. If they they have 4th and inches, 4th and 1, 3rd and 1, run the. It's a successful play. Now the big question this year, of course, is will it be as successful without Jason Kelce? How much was he the driving force behind the tush push versus just the technique and the way it's taught by Jeff Stoutland? So Nick Sirianni did an interview with Tony Dungy. It's going to air tonight on NBC before the game, but we watched a little bit of it, and here's some of their conversation, including Tony asking him, is the tush push is still a big part of this thing? Here's Sirianni and Dungy.
Will I have confidence in it? I do have confidence in it, because there's a lot of the same pieces, but you know, it's going to take that built-up confidence again to have as much confidence in it as that had at one point. So
if it's 4th down and 1 and you sent the punt team out, Your guys are going to be upset, aren't they?
They got confidence.
Yes, coach, we got this.
As they should.
Let's go.
As they should. So, you know, I know we got the right guys.
So it was kind of interesting the way he framed the confidence in it. Like, I'll have it, and the more we do it, I'll have more confidence. He would strikes me as they're going to use it tonight, but if it's not as effective as it has been in the past, I'm not sure if it's going to be as big of a thing. Like, he needs to see if it could still work to the same extent it's worked in the past.
You know what I heard when I heard that? We're gonna let Saquon eat if he out there eating.
But what would
let him eat.
What would you rather trust?
It's Saquon.
I'd rather trust Tush Bush.
No, because we see it all the time. Like for selfish purposes.
No, but I'm trying to win games.
No, and for selfish purposes. I mean, I'm doing the same thing we're doing, but I'm doing it for selfish purposes. Man, let that man score them touchdowns, man.
Well, no, but that's one thing. What about if it's midfield, fourth
down? And not only that, let me tell you what the problem that I have with the Tush Bush is. We did it too much. Like, come on, man. How about this? How about we put ourselves in manageable downs more often instead of being in fourth and one?
I'd rather avoid fourth and one too. Sure.
Yeah, because see that, like, get what I'm saying, people. I'm not anti-Tush Push. What I'm saying is, I don't mind using it when it needs to be used, but it becomes a little redundant when you're doing it like three or four times a game. Things like that. That's one of those things that I feel needs to be done once a game. Like when, like demoralizing. Like when you say if you're on third and one, and you're fourth and one on the goal line, fourth and goal, whatever. Then go ahead and do the tush push, something like that.
I get you, but if it's effective, if Jalen Hurts is unstoppable running this play, and Cam Jurgens and Becton can do it to the effective level that that Kelce did, Kyle, I'm good.
Are we trying to keep our quarterback healthy?
I'm trying to win football games.
Are we trying to keep our quarterback healthy though, right? I mean, I don't mind doing it.
It's a yard.
I don't mind. I don't want to do it a whole lot.
Hugh, don't you think it's more demoralizing for a defense if they line up multiple times and say try and stop it?
But my thing is this. Every fourth and one, like we're tush pushing. How about our offense not put ourselves in those positions?
Well, I'd like that too. Sure. That's like a bit – sure. I mean, we'd all rather not have a fourth and one. You want to avoid fourth and one as much as you can. I'm just saying –
what if it's third and one?
Let's go. Let's get the first down. New set of downs.
I guess what I'm trying to say for people to understand where I'm coming from, like it felt last year that we did it a lot, and we did it because our offense wasn't –
good enough.
Basically.
You know what I did notice last year, Hugh? It did feel like on second and eight, they would run a play to get 7 yards to then do the tush push. It was almost
saying?
Like they were planning it. Yeah,
yeah. It feels like, you know, for me that it was more of, okay, well, you know, we ain't really got nothing down the field, but if we put ourselves in this situation, we know we got four more downs to play with.
I agree. In a perfect world, we're not seeing five of them. I'm just saying, yeah. If it's fourth and one on the first drive, run it. Let's get the first down. I'm being a little bit of a nudge.
This is the defensive player in you.
I'm being a little bit of a nudge.
He's still in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's
deep down.
Deep down, he's still there.
You know, and then another thing I'm still feeling some kind of way about. I can't let it go.
Yeah,
though.
You got to let the swift thing go.
I can't.
Mm. Well, you got it.
I want, even though he's not
bygones,
my running back.
Be bygones, too.
He's not my running back. I want Saquon to eat, man.
I've let it go. I mean, listen, it was a $475 parlay. I've let it go.
Damn, you ain't let it go because you knew the exact dollar amount.
I know. We had it. We had it. And it got ruined. All right, Bernadette and Maple Shade. What's up, Bernadette?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Bernadette.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, who? Hugh, I want to send you my condolences of the loss of your son. I know what it's like to lose a son. I lost mine, so I feel for you, dude.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm a very long time listener to WIP, so you guys are awesome what you guys do over there.
Well, we appreciate you listening, Berna, and excited that you're on the show. So what are you feeling? You wake up confident this morning. What are you feeling about this game?
I'm very confident, but I'm actually also nervous because they're in a different country, different environment. I think they got this. I think they should continue doing the tush push because I think that really works.
Well, it does, Bernard. It's been very effective. I mean, when they run it, it almost works every time. I would think, Bernard, as a coach, if I'm Nick Sirianni and I'm in that situation, it's hard not to do it because you kind of know it's going to work almost every time.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's... Go ahead.
In reference to your guys' show yesterday, I was listening to you guys, and I'm willing to wipe the slate clean with Nick Sirianni. Last year was a bad year. Everybody has a bad time. So I think with the new roster this year and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., I really think they got this. And I think the score of tonight's game is going to be Eagles 30, Packers 24.
30-24. I like that score, Burnett.
That's not a bad score.
I think
that's
the score, reasonable. Yeah. Burnett, we appreciate the phone call. That you might, my mind's in that range, too. 30-24.
I could rock with that.
I think we're getting high-scoring games. What was the final last night? 27-20?
27, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're a little bit above that tonight, but in that kind of range where there's going to be points on the board on both sides. I'd be shocked if either team is under the 20 mark tonight. I think we're getting points here. John's in Allentown. Hey, John.
Yo.
John, what's up, buddy?
Hugh,
yes.
I agree with your assessment there. You need to let the quarterback do his work from the pocket.
That's where I'm at with mine when it comes to that.
And
definitely,
he needs to use his legs, like Joe said, to get avoid traffic and keep himself in good throwing position. Jalen's problem when he starts to run, he's completely out of. He can't pass now because he's completely out of position. He's just running. He needs to use his legs for avoidance, but stay in position to square it up so he can throw the ball.
John, agree.
That's especially what Patrick Mahomes does.
Yep, especially when Hurts drifts to the right. That's his tendency, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's by the sideline, and it's basically a waste of play. He just got to flip it out of bounds because he can't do anything with it.
Absolutely, and I agree with you guys. I agree with you again. You got to let Saquon eat. He's a beast. Pick your spots for the tush push. Now that I'm not on hold waiting for, Kyle comes on and he says, don't dare be nervous.
Oh, is Kyle badgering the witness before they get to the stand? John.
John, you are
allowed to be nervous if you want to.
I keep telling y'all, man.
Get out of here with that, John.
I'm as nervous as like before I had my own child at this point. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on the defense, the offense. They're in Sao Paulo. I can't, It's like I'm so nervous, man. I don't even know. It's like you played football for the first time on Saturday, on Saturday night or Friday night in high school. You know what I'm saying? That's how nervous
Friday night lights. You got the butterflies lights, in your belly, John. I get it, man. I'm nervous too. 215-592-9494. How about this Kyle badgering the witnesses, trying to sway them in a direction when he picks up the phone?
I am trying to make this show not be like everybody's scared and nervous. It's freaking game day, baby.
I don't think you have to worry about that. So, I imagine most people out there have that game day, week one.
I'm
confidence.
Trying to lift this fan base up.
Well, you did a good job. I mean, you may have gone too far with the, what would you call it, a blowout or a...
We're going to dust the Green Bay Packers. I've been on this for a while.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? What's the feeling, Kyle badgering you aside, what's the feeling deep down this morning? Is it confidence? Or do you got some nerves about this game night? We'll discuss it all, your phone calls, and we'll dive into the injury report for the game, including a new injury, not quite Devin White, big name, but a new injury found out about yesterday, another player out for the Eagles. We'll tell you about it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.